This is But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicola.
And I'm Keith Bordello. I feel like I should go down to level out your upness.
Tonight on 60 Minutes. No, it would be Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Not 60 Minutes. That has nothing to do with it.
Tonight on British 60 Minutes.
Tonight we're going to get a bit snooty and eat some scones.
We may even have some tea.
Oh, this having all been said, I love the British so much.
Oh yes,
but
yes.
I just love doing the voice.
Yes, I would love to live. I would love to live in England. Just because then I could see BBC TV shows faster.
Yeah, I mean, we are kind of getting to the point in time when
whenever that's not yeah
too much of an issue though.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, but you know what I mean.
No, I gotcha.
I could probably discover stuff faster though, and be cooler.
Did you say be cooler?
Well, yeah, but I would be cooler. But I would only be cooler if I was an American discovering it faster. So it really wouldn't work for me, because then I would just be like every other bloke in England discovering shit at the same time.
That's true. Wouldn't be special at all.
Yeah, so it'd be good if I could get if I could watch TV in England but live in America.
Huh.
So we need a teleporter.
What if you just... You know what? Never mind. I was just going to say, you just watch British TV.
No, I mean, I have to watch it at the time that it's happening.
Yeah, I guess.
Because, like, Downton Abbey already happened over there before we got it over here, right?
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, somewhat of a time zone issue.
Well, no, I didn't even mean because of the time zone. I meant because of the... I think it premiered over there far in advance of what we had.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, keeping up with it.
No. Although, I would love if, instead of keeping up with the Kardashians, what's the Lifestyles name guy? The host's name, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
What's his name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was right there and then I lost it. But I would love if he hosted a show called Keeping Up with the Brits. And it was just British culture instead of the Kardashians.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is a television series.
We know that.
That aired in syndication from 84 to 95, the show featured the extravagant lifestyles of wealthy entertainers, athletes, and business moguls. It was hosted by Robin Leach.
Robin Leach, that's right.
For the majority of its run, when Leach was joined by Sherry Belafonte in 1994, the show was renamed Lifestyles with Robin Leach and Sherry Belafonte. Uh-huh. Oh. Leach ended, I thought about this. Leach ended each episode with a wish for his viewers that became his signature phrase, champagne dreams and caviar, I'm sorry, champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
You started saying it and I was like, that's not right. Robin Leach is still alive, right?
Robin Leach is, yes, he is still alive.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell he's doing though.
He's just hanging out in famous people's homes, pretending to still do the series.
He lives in Las Vegas.
Of course he does.
Leach appeared in the documentary film Maxed Out in 2006,
ooh,
which he chronicled the rise of the credit card industry in the U.S., along with increased personal debt among working class people, and criticized that industry's practices. Leach remarks, "Nobody would watch Lifestyles of the Poor and Unknown." The comment was highlighted and by a review in the Baltimore Sun.
Interesting.
So basically, he's a chooch.
He's just hanging out.
Leach hosted the Surreal Life Fame Games on VH1 in 2007. He also served as the public address announcer for the 2010 NASCAR Sprint Cup race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Wow.
Huh. Well, he's obviously got a lot going on.
Yep, he is a busy, busy, busy man.
Speaking of who's dead, who's alive, would you like to play a little game there, Keith?
Is it called Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Then I would love to play a game called Dead or Alive.
All right. Okay, I think I got some good ones here. I think I might trick you.
Oh, all right.
We'll see.
Challenge accepted.
Let's start off with someone. You should know who it is. He was played by a very famous person in a very famous movie. Mr. Jim Lovell.
Jim Lovell. Who is Jim Lovell? I know the name.
You should know the name. You should know who it is. He was the commander of Apollo 13, sir.
Ah.
Also commander of Apollo 8.
He is alive.
That's correct. How old do you think he is?
74.
You're off by 10 years, sir. He is 84.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I think he was like 40 when he went up on Apollo 13.
Really?
He was pretty old. A lot of those guys, I feel like, were older than we thought. Because I think, like, even, like, Armstrong was about almost 40. He was, like, 38 or something. I'm trying to think of the quote by What's-His-Face. Walter Cronkite, but whatever. Not important.
Yeah.
Next one. Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland is alive.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of easy. Betty Page.
Oh, Betty Page. Betty Page was the famous pinup, right?
Yes.
Oh.
She was in Playboy before Playboy was Playboy.
And it had the naked pictures in it.
Yeah.
And it got glued between SI for Kids covers.
Exactly.
I was just listening to that episode again today.
That's pretty good.
I'm trying to think. Betty Page. I feel like Betty Page. I feel like she might be alive, but like nobody's seen her in so long that everybody just thinks she's dead.
No, nobody probably wants to see her.
I'm gonna say alive. I'm gonna say she's alive.
I'm sorry. She is dead.
When did she die?
It was just a couple years ago. She was 85. She died of a heart attack.
All right.
Next, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke is alive.
He is. You know how old he is?
He's got to be close to 90.
Yeah. He's 87.
Wow.
He's old.
See, that was an easy one because I'm a big Dick Van Dyke fan.
Yeah.
We talked about it. I love the show.
Yep, that's true.
I love the show, and the only thing that was mildly disturbing is how much older he was than his wife in that show.
Oh yeah, he was getting nuts there with the younger women.
Yeah. And then I watched him a little bit in Diagnosis Murder, where he was the crime-solving doctor with Scott Baio.
Oh God, they were so good.
Except, and his son was the cop, both in the show and in real life.
Oh yeah, I think I did know that.
But that show was fantastic. But Scott Baio was only on for a season, I think. And then they went to the kid. Like I say, kid, but it wasn't really a kid. But he seemed younger than Scott Baio. But he was the guy that he was the kid that switched bodies with George Burns in one of those movies, one of those types of movies. You know how there was a whole, like, series of those in the 80s? There's like three of them or four of them that all came out in like 2 years.
Yeah, people were swapping out. And... yeah, kind of.
Because there were...
you'd swap out with an old man or something.
There was, yeah, there was one with, I think it started with Freaky Friday.
Oh, the original.
There was Freaky Friday, the original Freaky Friday, and then there was one with Kirk Cameron switching with Dudley Moore. And then there was this kid swapping with George Burns. And George Burns always smoked cigars, so the kid was in, like, high school, and he was really fast for some reason as George Burns. That didn't really make any sense, because I guess George Burns used to be a runner, and this kid was, like, trying out for the track team or whatever.
Oh.
So he's, like, super fast in the track thing when he's got the mental capacity of George Burns, the personality of George Burns.
Mental capacity.
when he had the personality of George Burns, he was somehow faster. Like, his body just got faster. I don't know how that works, but whatever.
Yeah, because obviously talent is all in your mind.
Yeah. So he got faster, but then, like, he would, like, get off the track and then start smoking a cigar, like, while he was talking to the coach, and they were like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Come on, it's fine. Don't worry about it."
Really?
Yeah, but this kid, let me look up his name. We'll give him some credit. I mean, he wasn't bad at all. He's just not, he hasn't been in a ton of stuff.
It's not very noteworthy.
Yeah. But I that's the only other thing that I can think of him being in. Diagnosis Murder was on for 8 seasons.
Oh yeah, that show went on forever.
Let's see, where's the cast? There we go. Charlie Schlatter.
Sounds like a good Christian boy.
Ah, he was the voice of, oh, nope, that wasn't, wait a minute. So, I'm sorry, I was confused, because I was looking at, I saw Lego Batman, and I assumed it was the video game, and I was going to say, oh, he's the voice.
You would think so.
He was the voice of Robin the Flash and Damian Wayne, but it was actually Lego Batman the movie, which is coming out next year.
There's a Lego Batman movie coming out?
Apparently so. Oh no, wait, here it is. Yeah, he voiced those same characters in Lego Batman 2. It's down a little bit further because apparently he's also the voice of Kick Buttowski, Suburban Daredevil. I don't know.
Suburban Daredevil.
Yeah. It looks like he just does a lot of voiceover work.
That sounds about right, though. I mean, what else would he really be doing?
Yeah, he just does a lot of voiceover work, and I mean, that's really about it. Oh, that's right. He was also the kid that played Ferris Bueller when they tried the Ferris Bueller TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's that kid.
I remember that it existed. I don't really remember it, but
I vaguely remember seeing like a couple clips of it. So I can't say too much about it, but they were like, "Oh, we gotta do the Ferris Bueller TV show because the movie was so big," and then he played Ferris Bueller. The movie though was called 18 Again.
I know the name.
I think they remade it.
Oh, maybe that's why I know it.
Although I think when they remade it, I think they did it so that the guy got younger. And I want to say it was, what's his name? Matthew Perry and Zac Efron.
I'm pretty sure about the Zac Efron part, yeah.
Let's see. I think that's what it was.
You sure it wasn't Steve Perry?
17 Again.
Okay.
17 Again is what the movie's called. Yeah, Matthew Perry and Zac Efron.
Sounds stupid.
And I can't say for sure because I never saw it, but
yeah, I guess.
I mean, it doesn't sound that that entertaining.
But I mean, how many movies have you seen where people switch bodies? It's too many.
Or just age randomly.
Yeah.
Because I think this one came out around the same time that Jennifer Garner did one, But they did it. It was a twist. They did it in reverse. And she jumped ahead to like when she was 30.
Mm.
So it started in the 80s and then it jumped ahead in the 30s. And I guess apparently she'd become a real cunt. Like as an adult.
Yeah.
But she still had the mentality of the kid then. So then people started to like her and things started to go well for her. And then I don't know how the movie ended because I only watched like 10 minutes of it when my fiance was watching it. Because they were at a party and I was like, what is going on? Because she's trying to talk to Mark Ruffalo, but Jennifer Garner's acting like an idiot, which I then realized is because she's acting like she's like 12. And then Thriller comes on and she like was just dancing to Thriller, I'm sure, at the beginning of the movie because it was the 80s. And then she gets the whole group to start doing the Thriller dance at this like black tie event.
I cannot believe you watched enough of that to even give me that description. I'm almost impressed, but I don't know really if I am.
Well, it's kind of, I will say this though about the movie. I'm glad that they at least fit in a choreographed dance scene using a
good song.
Using a good song, but using a dance that a lot of people would know too.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I can't remember what the movie was now even, but there was a movie that came out, I think like around when we were in college, and it was like one of those teen movies, and they have a choreographed dance scene at the prom. And what they ended up doing, because I guess the reviews of it, or the screenings of it, the reviews that they got from the screenings said, why do they all know the same dance moves?
Right.
So they fit in scenes with Usher as the DJ.
Oh.
And he would
what you're talking about.
And he would randomly go like, do those moves I showed you or something like that. Like he taught them a dance before the prom. So that's why they're all doing this dance together. And I can't remember what it was called. I want to say it was like Can't Hardly Wait or something.
Oh, I have no idea, but I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah. And I was like, that's terrible. That is one of the worst scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Well, you know, when you're not creative and terrible screenwriter, you have to come up with shit like that.
Yeah. I like that people actually called them out on it though. Let me see what he was an actor in. Because now I'm really curious. No, okay, maybe it wasn't when we were in college. Because he was only on TV when we were in college. Maybe it's an older movie that I think the first time I saw it must have been in college on TV or something like that. She's All That, I think is what it was.
Okay.
Because it has him listed as the DJ.
Sounds about right.
She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook.
I know you're a big Freddie Prinze Jr. fan.
I am. That's the only reason that I own the Scooby-Doo movies on Blu-ray.
Oh, God.
and Greg just threw up a little bit in his mouth, so.
All right.
All right, next one. We got all that from Dick Van Dyke.
I know. All right, now this one you should know. Dave Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck is dead. Sad to say.
He just died.
Yes, just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep. Of heart failure.
Yes, but he was, how old was he? He was like 94 or something, wasn't he?
34? Holy crap, he's the only person I didn't write down the age for. He was old. I know he was old. Damn. Why didn't I write down the age? Well, we could look it up.
We could. We do have the technology. He was 91.
Okay.
So that's close.
Yeah, I thought he was in his 90s. All right. Next. Doris Day.
Doris Day. Let's see. What decade did she come into? and we didn't start the fire.
Doris
man. Day.
There's a long. She.
Doris Day. Right? No. I don't know. I'm gonna say she's dead though.
Doris Day is not dead. She's alive. I was just about to say quite alive. I will not say that because she is 90. And I don't care who you are at 90 years old. You're not quite alive.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to do a lot. You would have to do a lot to be very alive at that point. She's in the first verse. She's in 1949 because she made her first movie in 1948.
Yeah.
Harry Truman.
She's been around for a long time.
All right. I knew the next one because it goes Harry Truman, Doris Day. I knew Red China, and it was Johnny something, Johnny Ray. I like that song. I'm sorry. I know some people poo-poo it, but I like it. It's a good song.
Yeah. Wait, which song?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, right. I like it. I don't love it, but I like it.
I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoy a lot of Billy Joel.
Yeah, I do too. I really like Billy Joel.
Did you see him at when they did the 12-12-12 concert? Did you see any clips of that?
No.
So you watch Breaking Bad, right?
I do watch some of it, yeah.
Or have you watched some of the recent ones?
No.
Okay, you haven't met Mike yet, right?
No. Okay. Doesn't sound familiar.
Cause Mike is a badass. And he's kind of, I don't want to say he's a mercenary. He's just kind of a handyman, we'll say. He shows up towards the more recent ones. He's played by the same guy that was the bad guy in Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, really?
He was a henchman for the main villain in Beverly Hills Cop. Jonathan Banks is his name, but he's in Breaking Bad. But he now looks so much like Billy Joel. It's kind of funny. Like, really? you should look them both up and see, do the comparison now, because they do look, because they're both kind of bald, but they have, like, the real close buzz, so they still have, like, that kind of fuzz on their head, and then they both kind of have a goatee.
Yeah.
Jonathan Banks is a little bit thinner, though.
But Billy Joel's got a couple extra pounds.
Billy Joel can still rock it. He still did really good.
I saw a couple clips, and honestly, I would have liked to have seen Billy Joel because, I mean, other than maybe Paul McCartney, he's probably my favorite person that performed there.
Yeah, Billy Joel was really good. And, I mean, he hasn't been up to a lot of stuff the last few years. Like, he's put out a couple things, but he hasn't been really touring, I don't think, lately.
Right.
So I was kind of like, Billy Joel, like, I don't know if I want to see this. Because he's been touring
with Elton John, though.
Not recently, no. I mean, not within the last few years. I think the last time they toured was in, like, 2008.
Was it really that long ago?
I think so. And I think Billy Joel said he wasn't going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because Elton John apparently wanted to, like, play the same set list, and Billy Joel kept wanting to be like, hey, let's mix it up a little bit. I'm getting bored.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe because Billy Joel's got more songs in his catalog.
Yeah, more songs that a lot of people want to play. But there were a couple things that Billy Joel couldn't do in like in the song Moving Out, you know how he like repeats the last syllable on a couple things,
and yeah.
Because I know he does it on Cadillac, but I can't think of the other ones he does. There were a couple times
where
he couldn't. Thank you. He could, and there's another one too, I think, in there. There he did Cadillac, but I don't think he did the other ones.
Yeah.
And like he started to, but then somebody else, some backup person did it. The rest of like the, you know, I don't know what you call it, stuttering for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, eh, but for the most part, I mean, he went out, he played like five songs. It sounded like Billy Joel. I was really afraid that it was going to suck. And I was going to be like,
I've noticed
shit.
That anything I've heard him play, like even like I've seen clips of him live and, it always sounds right. Like his live and his recorded stuff doesn't sound as different as a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah. He sounds true to his recordings, but he also sounds like he still has like the energy and the ability to do it. I think he just got bored of just touring all the time, and he was just like, well, you know, I'll just sit sit around and jerk off and enjoy my shitload of money.
Yeah. Probably have a drink or two.
I think his girlfriend is super young too.
Or his girlfriend is who?
I don't know who she is, but I think she's like super young.
Oh, yeah, probably. You're Billy Joel. I mean, come on.
He made a comment. He had his painting. I think this was like a year ago. He had his painting hung in the, in some like, I want to say it was like classical, like music building, like piano building or something like that. Like something to do with music, but he was like the first like pop person that was like noted for his ability to play the piano or something like that. I don't remember. It was some kind of stupid organization that you're kind of like, I didn't realize that existed.
Yeah.
It was one of those. But they had him, I think they had him painted in a members only jacket. So he showed up in a members only jacket and he made a joke about it, but he made a joke about how his girlfriend had no idea what a members only jacket was.
Yeah.
And she was like, can't you get another jacket or something?
It was like, 25 years old, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's like, she's probably like 25. I'm just like, damn, Billy Joel.
Man, Billy Joel used to fuck Christy Brinkley.
That's true.
You know, she still looks okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, she's old now. Like, she's like 60. And I mean, she's not what she used to be. Like, not like back days of like Vacation when Chevy Chase was tracking her down on the highway there.
That's true.
She was driving the Ferrari. But you know what? For her age, damn, I think she still looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, there are a lot of, and I want somebody to do a study on this. There are a lot of older celebrities who were like super hot in their heyday and are still kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like you go through and like you're still like they look pretty good. But now I feel like the drop off is a lot more drastic. Like they look good in their 70s. Like Christie Brinkley and stuff. Well, not Christie Brinkley's not 70, but you know what I mean, like she's getting old, she's getting up there. She's still hot. Who else? I was just looking at somebody the other day and I can't think who they were.
You know who still looks decent?
Who?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I haven't seen a picture of her recently, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, look her up. She still looks pretty good. And, who else did I want to say?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer still looks pretty good. There are a few of them. I want to say, like, most of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. How's Suzanne Somers look nowadays?
I don't think so. I don't think she's looking so good.
Let me take a look. Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen worse, but yeah. Okay, now Michelle Pfeiffer and Christie Brinkley still look better.
Like I think right towards the end, she wasn't looking good, but like Farrah Fawcett was looking pretty good for a while there.
Oh, right before the asshole cancer.
Yes, right before the asshole cancer, also known as colon cancer.
Asshole cancer.
She was looking pretty good for a while. Jacqueline Smith is looking pretty good. I'm looking at Charlie's Angels right now. Because Cheryl Ladd is still looking pretty good. Like, they last much longer, I think, than they do now. Like, nowadays, you look at some of them and you're like, they're dropping off fast. I don't know what it is. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I want somebody to do a study and why, like, celebrities now are really kind of dropping off fast. I feel
they're
like
aging quickly.
Or maybe some of them aren't. Some of them are, some of them aren't. I mean,
yeah. It's tough. I mean, like you get someone like who's getting someone like what's her face there? Jennifer Aniston, right? I mean, yeah. She's in like her mid 40s now.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't... I think she... I mean, I'm not a huge Jennifer Aniston fan, but... But I mean, she still looks good.
She still looks good for her age. And then you get somebody like... I don't know, that picture's not bad.
Lindsay Lohan?
Well, I mean, that's for obvious reasons.
I mean, yeah, obvious.
that's pretty, pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think we know what's aging her.
But I mean, you look at some other ones, and I'm trying to find a good example right now. And you're just like, I don't know. I saw one of Cameron Diaz, and I was kind of like, she's not as good as I remember. She's not as attractive as I remember her being. I don't know.
How's Julianne Moore looking these days?
I don't think so. I don't think she's looking too good. I was never a big fan.
I mean, I wasn't like a huge. I was a fan, I'd say.
I feel like Julianne Moore is not doing too well. Who else? I don't know. I mean, there's a few in there that I'm just like, I don't know. They don't look as good as I remember.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not aging as gracefully as some of the other ones did. But then again, I mean, this is a select group, and I'm only looking at select pictures, so I'm probably way off, and they're probably looking way better, and they're all probably close to 50 at this point. And I just don't realize it, because I'm stuck in the 2000s.
Yeah, because you still think it's like 1999.
Yeah, I still think it's like 2003.
I know, me too.
I'm just discovering Napster and downloading photoshopped images of their heads on naked bodies.
Oh, God. So anyways.
Yes.
I got another one for you. Kind of in the same vein.
As who? I forget who we're talking about.
We were talking about Doris Day.
Okay.
Shirley Temple.
Ooh. Shirley Temple. Also known as Shirley Temple Black. I'm going to say that she is dead.
That is false, sir. Her career may be, but she is alive.
Really?
She's 84.
All right. I wonder what she looks like. Probably not like she did when she was a star.
I'm sure she looks terrible. Paul looks like Mary Tyler Moore.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? Here's a picture of her, and the caption says, Shirley Temple Black, United States Ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia, yes. I was just about to say that.
When was this?
She was heavy into politics after her, after she retired, basically, from movies. And she... I think she, like, considered running for, I want to say, like, Senate for California or something like that. But she got appointed to be the ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
In 1967, she ran unsuccessfully for the United States House of Representatives in a special election to fill a vacant seat. She also ran as a conservative and lost to Liberal Republican Pete McCloskey, the staunch opponent of the Vietnam War. She was appointed representative to the 24th United Nations General Assembly by Richard Milhouse Nixon and was appointed United States Ambassador to Ghana by Gerald Ford. She was appointed first female chief of protocol in the United States. What is chief of protocol?
I've never heard of that in my life.
And was in charge of arrangements for President Jimmy Carter's inaugural ball. She served as the ambassador to Czechoslovakia, having been appointed by George Bush Sr.
The chief of protocol is an officer of the United States Department of State responsible for advising the president of the United States and vice president and the Secretary of State on matters of national and international diplomatic protocol. The Chief of Protocol holds the rank of Ambassador and Assistant Secretary of State.
Hmm. So I guess she's the one that goes, oh, well, you know, in Ghana it's customary to bow after farting or something like
that. Yeah, basically like so that they don't like go in and make a fool out of themselves in front of whoever. Although if you're advising Joe Biden, that's probably not going to be successful anyways, but
whatever.
Or our last president for that matter.
On a different note, the current chief of protocol doesn't look too bad.
Oh yeah, I was just taking a look at her.
While we're on this topic.
Yeah, I don't know. Capricia Marshall is her name?
Let's see. How old is she though? It doesn't say.
She is...
Well, in 1986, she graduated, so she's got to be in her 40s.
Probably, yeah.
So, maybe close to 50, but she looks pretty good.
I would. Anyways.
but she's going to lecture you on protocol.
Oh, yeah.
In Ghana, this she's is like, not I'm proper sorry protocol.
That it's only been 2 dates. We need to have 3. That's the correct protocol.
that is the protocol for intercourse. Anyway.
Next up, a little kind of Christmassy theme. Ooh. Here.
Santa Claus. Alive.
No.
Damn it.
He's dead. No.
No.
Burl Ives.
Oh, Burl Ives. Dead.
Yes, he is. He was 85. Complications of oral cancer. He had surgery for his oral cancer, and he never woke up. He went into a coma and...
Wow.
Yeah. And he was a big smoker.
I would imagine. Because, he was big before even really Bing Crosby or any of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're talking like 50. Yeah, I mean, 50s, really?
Oh, I think he was big before. I mean, I
before
think
that. Big before yeah. that. Yeah, you're probably right.
Let me look here. Albums, most of his albums appear to be in the 40s and 50s. So maybe, I think he started to take off in the 40s and then probably, early 50s and stuff. He was, yeah. I mean, he was big for a while, but I don't know when his first Christmas album was.
I don't know, but it was a big hit.
Well, the first one that I see is 1952.
Yeah.
So, yeah, early ones. Early 50s, yeah. But I would imagine that he was probably a big smoker.
Yeah.
Because back in those days, nobody knew.
No.
Even Dr. Smoke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're smoking all the time.
Anyways, next, Angela Lansbury.
Ooh. Ah, Murder, She Wrote. Fucking Jessica Fletcher. I want to say I just heard about her, but I don't know if that was because she was going to be in something or because she died, like within the last year or so. I am going to say that she is dead.
She is not. She is alive.
All right, so she was in something then.
She is 87. Pretty, pretty old. Oh. I wonder how she's looking nowadays, huh?
I'm going to say probably not good.
I don't think so.
She is probably looking very old. But actually, you know what? I mean, I'm not saying she looks hot or anything, but here's a picture of her from 2009. She looks good for being 84 at that time.
Hmm.
She's out there signing autographs. And she's been in a few things. Good for her.
Yeah, I was just going to say good for her.
Cuz she's she was in Law and Order.
Which one? The regular or
Special Victims Unit and then Trial by Jury.
Everyone's got to be on SVU once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she was probably playing the villain. I don't know if it could compare to her role in the original Manchurian Candidate, but
probably not.
Oh, she's gonna be Daisy in a theater rendition in Australia of Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I can see that.
It's scheduled for February 2013. So she is gonna be, she's gonna be Daisy in that, which again makes total sense. You're absolutely right. But yeah, 87. She's gonna be in Australia hanging out, doing a show a day, sometimes two shows. That's pretty impressive.
She's got more energy than I do.
Yeah, yeah. That's, kinda makes me feel like shit, but alright. Fuck you, Angela Lansbury. No, I just kid that. She's wonderful. She's a doll. Fucking love Murder, right. She Wrote.
Next. I'm not sure you might know who this is.
Okay.
I hope so. Art Ginsburg. Also known as Mr. Food.
Art Ginsburg known as Mr. Food?
He was a TV chef. He started out in Schenectady.
I don't know who that is.
He did infomercials. And he would, like, partner up with all these different, like, all these different, like, different things, and he'd sell them. He's kind of like Ronco.
I'm going to say that he's dead.
He is dead.
Okay, now I'm going to look up Mr. Food. Mr. Food. Fucking show me a picture, goddammit. Oh, he just died, huh?
Yeah, it was this year.
Last month.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Food.
Yeah.
I kind of remember him now. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah.
I've seen him around the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you know him if you see him.
I will say I love this picture that I just found. That's going up on the Facebook. I'll put it up on our.
Is it of him with the hat?
It's of him with the hat touching his finger, and underneath it says, Mr. Food, oh, it's so good. And
that was his slogan. Oh, it's so good.
He's looking like something naughty's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I got a good picture of him with a turkey, and he's kind of making the same face, the oh, it's so good face.
This one, though, he has a finger to his lips.
Oh, yes, it's, like, autographed?
No, but...
Oh, okay, that one.
I think it's from the end of an infomercial.
Oh, it's so good. Yep, Mr. Food. Right. He also wrote in, I think it was in Chicken Soup for the Soul, he would write some stories.
About what?
I don't know. He was multi-talented.
I remember the time that I sold the rotisserie chicken unit. It was so good.
It was so... Ooh, was I think I got a picture of him here in the Navy.
It was available for 3 easy payments of $49.95, but we would cut that down to 2. Doesn't that just make you feel good, our charity?
2 easy payments.
Love. And
no, wait, you'll get a double off?
And we'll also throw in a cookbook for free. You also have to pay $25 shipping and handling, but whatever.
No cash on delivery.
No CODs.
No CODs, absolutely not.
All right, you got another one? Or?
I got one more.
All right.
Andy Williams.
Who's Andy Williams?
The singer. He had his own TV show as well, a variety show. But he did the original Breakfast in Tiffany's. At Tiffany's.
Like he sang the song?
Hmm?
Like he sang the song or was in the movie?
No, sang the song.
Wait, there's an original song?
Yeah.
Alright.
What else was he in?
I didn't know there was a song. There's an original song.
Yeah, there was.
Alright.
God. Let's see. You might know the song Moon River. He had a theater called the Moon River Theater.
Okay, I know Moon River.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he is dead.
He is. He's dead. He died at age 84. If you saw his picture, you definitely know who he was.
I'm going to look it up now. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen him.
Yeah.
I kind of recognize him. Oh, and he died this year too.
Yes. Him and Mr. Food went close together.
One was just so overcome by the other's passing.
Yeah. When Andy Williams died, Mr. Food just couldn't take it anymore.
Well,
packed up his rotisserie and went.
You know,
went to the big kitchen in the sky.
They didn't see the thing is they didn't tell Mr. Food about the passing of Andy Williams. They tried to keep it a secret, but the day that he found out that later that day, he said no more.
He actually got so upset he started eating uncontrollably.
And then they went up to heaven and sold food products, food accessories.
Well, sir, you got 7 out of 11, which in my opinion is pretty good.
That's pretty good. I thought I didn't think I did so good.
Yeah, no, you did all right.
I mean, you gave me a couple easy layups, but
yeah, I gave you a couple hard ones though too.
Yeah, all right, that's pretty good. Pretty good way to wrap up the year, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I can't say that I do.
Do you not really?
I can always make the typical ones. Oh, I'm gonna lose weight, or you know, shit like that. I'll say that I'm going to pursue new endeavors this year.
Yes, you are, and I know for a fact you are.
Yeah, that's one of my resolutions, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not really. I don't think that's already a resolution because you already started those steps this year.
That's true. That's true. I still got to follow through with it.
Yeah, I mean, I but you've already made big steps towards it, so I don't think that you're gonna like drop off and like because this has been an ongoing thing.
True
for you. Like I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore because I think they're kind of stupid.
Yeah, typically I don't either
because my thinking is if you want to change something, why wait until the first of the year to do it? Why not just start tomorrow?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. If it's something worth doing, you should just do it. I think people like the idea of having a clean slate and just being like, all right, you know what? This is the start of something new, you know, and I'll be able to say years from now, you know, it's been 5 years since I've had a cigarette, or it's been, you know, I don't know. People like to be able to organize themselves and say, this is a new year. You know, it's stupid. Like, you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I guess if it helps people to actually do some of the shit that they want to do, it's not terrible.
Well, it's all, I mean, it is kind of arbitrary, though.
No, yeah, it definitely is.
I mean, why isn't, like, August the start of a new year for us?
It is for, isn't it for the Chinese?
I don't know if it is always. I think the Chinese New Year moves, because it goes with the lunar calendar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the August Moon Festival.
I don't know for sure. I'm just kind of making this up.
Yeah, me too.
But, because I feel like that one moves, the Jewish New Year moves too.
Yeah. Well, so doesn't the Muslim one too? Because isn't Ramadan their New Year?
I think that
moves, I think. I don't know. I don't know much about this. I'm really talking out of my ass right now.
Let me look up Ramadan.
You're gonna get put on a list.
I don't think so, because it says Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Muslims worldwide observe this as a month of fasting. This annual observance is regarded as one of the five pillars of Islam.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Ramadan, I think, is just the, based on my quick skimming of this, and if I'm wrong, somebody can let me know. But my understanding is that Ramadan is not the Islamic New Year.
All right. Yeah, I made that up.
Okay, so Ramadan, the date is variable because it follows the Islamic lunar calendar. So if the date is variable, then it's probably based on their, well, no, I mean, they might not have their own New Year then. I don't know. Anyway, the point is it's just kind of an arbitrary thing that we picked out. So like, yes, I guess there's a certain psychological thing to it, but I'm like, I don't know. Like this year, early on in this year, I was very unhappy with where I was at in different areas of my life, and I started to make a change over several months and put things together. And I mean, I guess I could have waited for the rest of this year and then just started next year, but I feel like if you're like, well, I'll start next year or I'll start next month, then you're not actually going to end up changing.
Yeah, you're just procrastinating more.
I mean, because it's – unless you – if you actually want to change, then you'll actually try to make the change.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think people just like to – yeah, people like to organize themselves. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And it's easy to start up on a date that you can just – you can look at and just be like, you know what? That's a new beginning. Even if it doesn't make much sense. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying. That's kind of the reason why I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Because yeah, I think that's why so many people are like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. And then they drop it so fast because they don't actually want to. That's just what they're supposed to say.
Yeah, that's always the number one. I'm going to lose weight.
Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try and be nicer to people. You know what my New Year's resolution is? I'm going to do the exact same things that I did towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of stuff accomplished. I created a lot of stuff. I was fairly content with my life. Maybe I didn't make as much money as I wanted to, but.
Yeah. You know, it's all about being happy with yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can be happy with yourself, whether or not you're following your stupid resolution to lose weight or not, then you're on the right track. Make yourself happy, people. That's the number one way that you're going to be able to make other people happy.
Exactly. And if you're happy with not losing weight in the new year, don't lose weight. If you want to do something else instead, do something else instead. Do something constructive and productive, and maybe do that project you've been putting off for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, weren't you going to clean those gutters? You should clean out those gutters.
I was talking about a little something more meaningful.
No, but I'm just joking. I tried to fix something really stupid.
Yeah, clean those gutters. Yeah, clean those.
No, I know.
Well, because, I mean, like this show we could have put off.
We could have.
And I think from when we actually started talking about, which I think was in February, I think we started recording in May, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think we were talking about it February or March. And then I want to say May, towards the end of May, we recorded. And then I think the first episode went up in June.
Right? Yeah, it sounds about right.
So, I mean, we delayed a little bit because there was some stuff to figure out. But I mean, if you want to actually do something, just, you know, do it.
Yeah. Don't you follow our lead?
Yeah. We're actually an example for something.
I know. It's amazing.
Go us.
And it's not of what not to do, which makes it even more impressive.
Yeah. This is what you should do. Actually do something. Cause there's a lot of tools out there now that make things very easy. Like, I didn't know how to record our conversation over Skype. I just typed into Google and then it said, hey, use this program. I didn't know the program existed until I looked for it.
Get on Google, people.
The way you said that was such an ad man. You're like, get on Google, look stuff up. It's a world of wonder, and it'll only cost you 3 easy payments.
Ooh, it is so good. Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is going to be our last episode of 2012.
All right. So I do like the sign off. Be like.
I mean, I kind of was.
Oh, is that what you were just doing? Sorry. I thought you were kind of saying it to me and like you were prepping to say something else.
No, I was saying that. I guess this is our last one. Do you have anything to say about 2012?
I am looking to improve upon 2012. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but it wasn't terrible either. I'm looking to expand my horizons in 2013.
I completely agree. 2012 started off rough, wasn't easy the whole way. Overall, I'm going to say I'm fairly happy with it, and I'm just going to improve upon it next year.
Good plan.
So 2012, goodbye. 2013, what's up?
Good call, Keith. Good call.
Yeah. All right, this has been the final 2012 episode of But You're Wrong. I'm Keith.
I'm Greg.
Check us out in the rest of 2012 or in 2013 as on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourewrong. Hit us up on the Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also email us at bywpodcast@gmail.com. Send us, you know what? If you do have a New Year's resolution that is different than I want to lose weight, let us know. And if it's a good one, maybe we'll share it.
Yeah. And you can also send us naked pics. We might share that too.
Only if you're a girl, though.
Right.
I mean, okay, you know what? Send the naked guy pictures to Greg. And send the naked girl pictures to both of us.
Sounds good.
And 2013, no regrets, and the other thing we still don't know.
Goodbye, everybody.